AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. With the humanitarian crisis worsening almost by the hour in Aleppo, the UN Security Council is expected to take action on a new resolution to help civilians in the battle-scarred city today.
The resolution would demand immediate and unconditional access for the United Nations and its partners to ensure the delivery of humanitarian aid throughout Syria. This would include the besieged parts of Aleppo. The Council scheduled consultations on the French-drafted resolution and then plans to hold an open meeting and a vote. It calls for the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to immediately redeploy UN humanitarian staff already on the ground to carry out what are referred to as neutral monitoring and direct observation and to report on evacuations. I'm Shirley Smith.
China says it's ready to give back a U.S. unmanned underwater drone that was seized last week. But our Carlotta Bradley tells us President-elect Trump is rejecting that idea.
After the U.S. military had announced it had reached an understanding with China for the return of the drone, Donald Trump tweeted, "We should tell China that we don't want the drone they stole back. Let them keep it." Earlier, he tweeted, "China steals United States Navy research drone in international waters, rips it out of water, and takes it to China in unprecedented act."
One woman is dead. Five others were hurt when a huge eucalyptus tree fell on them in Whittier, California. This man told KNBC he saw it all happen.
They didn't notice it until they started watching the tree fall, and they started running straight, but the tip of the tree got most of them.
Several members of a wedding party were under that tree having their pictures taken. There are bitterly cold temperatures expected again today in the upper Midwest. Temperatures there have dropped to nearly zero, and the winds make it feel even colder. At least 9 deaths have been blamed on icy roads in other parts of the country. Winter weather advisories have been posted from Denver to Bangor, Maine. This is AP Radio News. The cold, wintry weather did not keep shoppers home in the east.
Not rain, sleet, or snow will stop these shoppers who were on a mission in Midtown Manhattan, where the streets were crowded with people carrying shopping bags. Chris Smith drove down from Ithaca with his son, Danny.
We have an empty car to bring stuff home.
What are you looking for?
Mostly clothes, and he's looking for Legos.
I like playing with them a lot.
What are you going to make?
I like making these, big Lego architecture ones.
He already made the London Bridge out of Legos. Now father and son were heading to Toys R Us to see what other Lego sets they could buy. Julie Walker, New York.
Senator Charles Schumer wants a recall of e-cigarette devices. He says they're a ticking time bomb, exploding and catching fire. Faulty lithium-ion batteries are seen as the likely culprits. Schumer wants the Food and Drug Administration to figure out why so many devices from China and elsewhere have been exploding. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.